Finding the breath in the body. Coming into intimate contact with the experience of being body. Start by finding a comfortable and alert posture. There are some traditional ways to do a formal meditation practice, including sitting, standing, walking, and lying down. We'll begin with a sitting practice. The most important thing about the sitting is to be alert and relaxed. So, if you are most comfortable on a chair, please feel free to use a chair. In the case of sitting in a chair, sit upright and alert, feet flat on the floor, and your hands resting on your lap or your thighs. If you're on the floor, you might choose a bench to sit on or a cushion. With a bench, you sit on your knees. With a cushion, you can either straddle the cushion and be on your knees, or you can sit on it with your legs crossed. In the legs crossed posture, you are creating a tripod position that holds you steady just by itself, having weight evenly distributed between the buttocks and the knees. Your hip bones will be tilted slightly forward. In fact, you may find it really helpful, anytime you start sitting, to bend all the way forward, lift up the seat bones just a little bit, and sit back down again. You'll find that there's a natural thrust that happens, bringing you to a fuller and more upright posture. As you get started with this practice, you will need to work with your posture a little bit. Don't force yourself to stay in a position. When we see people sitting for long periods in stillness, they are relatively comfortable, physically comfortable. They may be working with challenging experiences, even physically challenging experiences, but they've learned to work with their bodies in a way that they don't add suffering on top of suffering by the way they are sitting. They have found a way, as you will over time, to become so. But it does take time, and you may need to periodically relearn it. It takes listening to your body, knowing what is happening, and being responsive. So please be comfortable. If the posture isn't working, move your body in such a way to bring yourself into a more comfortable position, relaxed and alert. So you are sitting alert and tall and relatively straight. You can think of your body hanging from a string, like a puppet. Nothing you have to do. The string does the work. The string goes down through the head and through the spine, and you just relax. The tissue drapes on bone, rocking slightly, sideways, back and forth, just to see if your posture is really comfortable. If you're alert, steady, and centered. Another way you can think of the posture is that the bones are doing the work. Like a model skeleton sitting on a table, it can be set in such a way that it stands by itself. When we're in the tripod position, we are setting our body that way. We're letting the bones do most of the work, the tissues relax. I would like to add that there is a certain strength to the posture. It isn't that there's absolutely no muscle control. You need a little strength in the belly, but effortless strength. There is a core strength in the belly when we're in good shape that helps us stay upright and erect and move skillfully without stressing our backs. Please keep this in mind, not efforting or holding the belly, but noticing if other muscles are doing the work of holding us upright. So we're relaxed, bones are doing most of the work, sitting tall and straight, almost regally, with great integrity. You can think of this as being mountain-like, strong like that, ready to be with whatever comes your way. Simultaneously, we're also cloud-like. So we're ready for any experience. We don't flinch before it, but it doesn't bounce off of us. It also doesn't hurt us. It comes into our experience, into our field of awareness. We notice it, it passes on. Again, a reminder to be very kind to yourself. If you find you're uncomfortable, adjust your posture. It's being aware of this experience of being a body. Nothing else to do now. Let go of anything from before. Anything you're thinking about or planning. Anything you're regretting or dreading. Even things you're looking forward to. Let yourself have this time to be here right now. To refresh the mind by letting it be. Sitting right here in this room, in this space, alert and relaxed. Being aware of the experience of being a body. You're actually feeling the sensations. You're not visualizing yourself. You're not imagining what it feels like to be here. You are really seeing and experiencing directly what it feels like to be body. Noticing sensations in the body. There will be many different experiences. Or your body may feel like a dense mass. But if you look closely, you may find that there are experiences of denseness in the body, but also experiences of openness. Experiences of movement and spaciousness. And also experiences of tightness and contraction. Allowing whatever is and being open to it. Being aware of the breath as it moves in and among these experiences of body. You may notice temperature differences. Warmth in different parts of the body and coolness as well. As you're being aware of sensations, let attention go to sound. Receiving sound. Not reaching out for it. Just allowing it to show itself. You can notice where it is in relationship to the body. Is it in the body or is it outside someplace? Is it close or far away? Noticing sounds as they arise and pass. Notice sounds that are constant and sounds that are short and change rapidly. Sounds that are really big and sounds that are small. And coming back to just the breath moving in the body. We let ourselves just be an animal body. As comfortable as the cat sitting in the sun. Or on cool tiles. Breathing in and breathing out. Being aware of sensations and sounds. And being careful that you are being in touch with experience. Not thinking about it, imagining it, or visualizing, or even trying to make anything happen within this space of experience. Just see what it feels like to be body. Staying with the breath now, as it passes among and through other experiences. If you find your attention wandering off into thought or to imagining what is going to happen after the sitting, remember what was going on before. Notice what is happening. Don't try to make it stop, but gently return your attention to the experience of breath and body. Give yourself the freedom to not work at this. Let it be a pleasant, relaxing thing you're doing. In fact, the simple pleasure of this practice of sitting is something you might remember from childhood. Some moment that is just simple and whole in itself. That it's fine to just be. There's no need to make anything different or make anything go away. There's a quality of ease or peace that comes from just being in your own body. Not thinking about it or imagining it, but feeling it. Kind of a built-in soothing. A soothingness. Even if there's pain or discomfort, just the warmth of the body has a soothingness to it. Let yourself appreciate the fact that you brought yourself here. That you are giving your body and mind this opportunity to be still, to be clear, and to be fresh. Please remember to also be kind to yourself. I'm going to say a few phrases of self-kindness. Please repeat them silently after I've said them out loud. Be sure you keep yourself in mind and the meaning of the words as you repeat them. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I be safe and protected. And live with deep ease of being. May I take care of myself easily, happily, joyfully. May I accept and love myself unconditionally, just as I am in this present moment. letting yourself come back into the room fully, feeling arms and legs. And take your time, but whenever you're ready, open your eyes. If you would like to do a longer sitting, there will be two more bells. One in 20 minutes, another in 45 minutes.